Absolutely. We're very focused on what we can do to get education out there to people about walking smart when they're in Ocean City. And we'll be using that campaign across the state. So today we launched our Walk Smart campaign with our friendly crab, who will be continue to help deliver messages to pedestrians throughout Ocean City while they're there. We want people to use crosswalks, follow the messages and signs on the roadways, and cross at the intersections. Pay attention when you're crossing the roadway, and importantly as well, drivers need to pay attention and slow down and stop for pedestrians and crosswalks.
Is the state highway going to create more crosswalks or just the same number?
We've adjusted some of our intersections. We've eliminated some conflicting movements at intersections, some turning movements. We've also changed the signal timing to allow more time for pedestrians to safely get all the way across the road so that they're not stranded, say, in the middle of the road, for example.
Was it just me, or were there more pedestrian fatalities and more pedestrian accidents last summer?
Last summer. We had several years of very good information and data on pedestrian safety in Ocean City. Unfortunately, last year we had 2 pedestrian fatalities and 13 pedestrians injured. So we're launching this campaign as a way to remind people as they come into Ocean City while they're on vacation, and we want them to have fun. We want them to stay safe.
Is there greater enforcement of jaywalking laws? I mean, if people are not crossing in crosswalks, they are taking a risk.
Absolutely. The police will be aggressively enforcing both roadway drivers and pedestrians. So pedestrians not crossing in crosswalks, as well as drivers not driving safely.
Is speed still a big problem along the coastal highway?
Speed is not as big of an issue, but we always remind people to pay attention and drive the speed limit.